16 seconds remaining. Clemens settles, launches to the end zone. Austin Pettis going up, jump ball, can't come down with it. Incomplete. Tennessee will survive. Jason McCourty defending. 10 seconds to go, and Tennessee will just take a knee and close the books on a hard-fought game here at the Edward Jones Dome.
I wouldn't call it frustration. Again, I think for 2 weeks in a row, I would refer to it as probably disappointment for the players because they played so hard. And, as we said, 2 weeks in a row or the last 6 days in two games, we're throwing the ball at the end zone to have a chance to either win or tie on the last play of the game. And, it takes a lot of effort to get to that point. And so I'm disappointed for them because I appreciate their effort. And, again, we're in that moment here where this one's got to get put behind us and we got to move forward. And so, the big picture is that, they had a bye week and had 2 weeks to prepare. We had 6 days. We had a short week, and it was important to them, obviously, as it was important to us because it was our next game. And we turned the ball over and then missed a field goal. Couldn't get it done.
Godwell snaps. They bring the blitz. Clemens has to step up and escape the pocket. He'll take off and run for 30, 35, and a slide to the 40. He's hit by Bernard Power. The ball comes out, but he's going to be ruled down. He picks up 16 out of the 39. There are no flags on the ground.
Well, it is. I mean, that's why that's important to us. I mean, running for a first down, a third and 10 pick up first down, keeps drives alive. And, he can move around the pocket, scramble out, and just sling it. And guys know that once things break down and Kellen breaks, that they have certain responsibilities. Now, I want to win the ball game, and to win the ball game is going to do whatever the defense dictates you do with the football, and hand it off and make your plays. And, we got 21 points, we put good drives together. If you would include the drive that stalled against Seattle, we're putting together long scoring drives here since he's taken over. And so that gives you hope.
Clemens on first down, gives to Zach, up the middle to the five, going to get to the end zone. Yes, touchdown, Zach Stacy. His second running touchdown of the day. That from 9 yards, and the Rams have the lead at 13-7.
His success is a product of, one, his ability, but two, his teammates. The guys are blocking well for him. And, they play good run defense. They had been playing very good run defense. And so we looked at this as one of our bigger challenges to run football, and our guys accepted it. So it was good to see. We're all familiar with their story last year. As the job he did as a rookie, he's playing well. Lost one of his key components on offense in Reggie Wayne, but everybody else steps up. The trade that they made for Richardson obviously is starting to pay off. They run the football, play very, very aggressive defense, and they're a good football team. So, the same thing he did here, last night, they're down 21-3 against Texans and comes back, finds a way to win. I think 80% of their wins thus far that he's had a hand in have been come from behind wins. So you cannot afford to fall asleep. You get your lead, you got to keep playing. Statistically, they're probably right in the middle someplace. I don't know offhand, but when you watch them on tape, they're very, very fast and very, very active. And we've had common games here where the Colts have played the Seahawks, or the Colts have played the Texans, or Colts have played Titans and other opponents. And, they just line up and play. They line up and challenge it and play. They played very well against the Niners as well.